In true Miriam fashion, she worked to the very end. Just yesterday, she presided over a portion of the Administration Budget and Finance Committee meeting. And after the meeting, she called me and said, "Brendette, I don't feel very well." At that point, we decided that we'd go to St. Vincent's Hospital, and I accompanied her there. And this morning, Counselor Witherspoon was called home to be with the Lord. Her untimely death is a shock to all of us, especially her mother, Ms. Claritha Witherspoon Finley, who is so courageously standing here with me today after having just lost her sister on yesterday. So please keep Ms. Finley in your prayers. At present, the arrangements are in process, and as soon as they're complete, we will give you information, further information. The family and the entire city of Birmingham ask for your prayers at this time. We need your prayers and we need your support to face tomorrow without our friend and our loved one, Miriam D. Witherspoon. She'll be remembered by a number of people. Miriam has touched the lives of so many people in our community, and our community is better because of her being in this community and her involvement in our lives. She'll be remembered as a devoted daughter by her mother, Ms. Finley, as a loyal friend by those of us who called her friend. She'll be remembered as an outstanding and competent attorney, as a professor at Miles Law School, as a lifelong member of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, as a devout servant of the people of Birmingham, especially the youth, those who had physical barriers to overcome. She was a strong advocate for breaking down barriers so that all citizens would have access to all public facilities. She was also a great advocate for the senior citizens of Jefferson County. At this emotional time for the family, we ask for respect and privacy. Thank you very much, and we will update you as the plans are made and as things unfold. Thank you.